find out what's going on in the world, the state,
and in your own backyard.
This is a Civic Media Network News Update.
It's 5 o'clock. Good afternoon. I'm Terry Bell, and here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Work on the state budget might come to a stop if leaders of the Wisconsin legislature and Governor Evers don't agree on a bill aimed at directing more state money to local communities and do it by the end of this week. The sticking point is whether Milwaukee and Milwaukee County should have to hold referendums to raise local sales taxes. That's what the Assembly voted for and Speaker Robin Voss wants.
If we do not get a deal this week, I think we should strip out all of the Milwaukee things. And we will just focus on the balance of the bill, which is repealing the personal property tax and making sure that every community around the state is not held hostage by Milwaukee's problems.
The governor and Senate Majority Leader Devin LeMahieu want the sales tax votes to be taken by the Milwaukee City Council and County Board. Democrats like Milwaukee Senator LaTonya Johnson want that too.
A referendum is basically a death sentence for Milwaukee. That will not pass.
Milwaukee and Milwaukee County leaders say higher sales taxes are crucial to both governments balancing their budgets after years of fiscal crises. Meanwhile, the state Senate is sending 5 Republican bills to the governor designed to tighten up Wisconsin's unemployment system. Stuart J. Waddles reports.
People getting unemployment in Wisconsin already have to look for work 4 times a week. One of the bills today would let employers report people who decline an interview or don't show up. Repeat offenders could lose their unemployment payments. Voters in a statewide referendum last fall indicated they want able-bodied adults getting unemployment to have to look for work. Another bill would lead to stricter identity verification checks to get unemployment. Business groups support the bill while labor unions oppose them. Governor Evers has vetoed similar bills before and says he will again. I'm Stuart J. Waddles for Civic Media News.
Wisconsin's Parole Commission would have to publicly post the names of people granted release from prison as well as those who had their parole revoked. That's under another bill the Senate passed today. The Parole Commission became an issue after Douglas Balsewicz was released from prison. He'd served only 25 years of an 80-year sentence for killing his wife in West Allis. The State Assembly today is passing a package of bills to streamline the professional licensing process in Wisconsin. The Department of Safety and Professional Services has been under heavy criticism in recent years for long waits for the state papers people need in order to do their jobs. And finally, plans to make Wisconsin state parks free for 4th graders are moving ahead. The idea is to encourage more Wisconsin families to visit state parks. Governor Evers has said he'll pass it in the law. And that's what Wisconsin needs to know. I'm Terry Bell. Civic Media News Time is 5:03.
Here's what you need to know in western Wisconsin. I'm Jimmy Cuska. The Wisconsin Senate voted to approve a bill that would designate State Highway 80 as a Veterans Memorial Highway. The bill would place signs along Highway 80 and designate it the Operations Desert Storm and Desert Shield Memorial Highway. Highway 80 runs from Wood County near Marshfield south to the Wisconsin-Illinois state line, and it passes through cities like Nisida, Richland Center, and Platteville. The Crawford County Sheriff's Office has arrested a man in Prairie du Chien on suspicion of possession of drugs and child pornography. 33-year-old Joshua Moak is being reprimanded for 54 total charges after law enforcement found drugs and electronic devices in his hotel room. The Sheriff's Office said Moak was on probation at the time of his arrest. And the Pepin County Sheriff's Office seized almost 90 dogs from a breeder in western Wisconsin due to unsanitary conditions. The ASPCA said some of the dogs, including puppies and pregnant dogs, needed medical care. All of the dogs were relocated to a recovery center. For Civic Media News, I'm Jimmy Cuska.
Baseball tonight, Brewers and the Orioles. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Live from American Family Field, the Brewers taking on the Baltimore Orioles. A thrilling win last night, 4-3, with Joey Weimer driving in the winning run in the bottom of the 10th. Willie Adames is back after being hit by a foul ball from teammate Brian Anderson 10 days ago in that 15-1 loss to the Giants here at AmFam Field. Adames rushed to the emergency room and was asked, what did the doctors say once he got there?
Yeah, he was telling me, especially after he saw the video, he was like, he was really surprised, you know, that I got lucky and like that he wasn't, you know, that bad. And you know, he told me right away, it was like I could have been like way worse than what it was. You know, obviously it was concerning, but after the image, you know, he was Like, he said it right away. Like, you're lucky and you have a really hard hit. And I was like, everybody know that.
So Adames reinstated at shortstop after being on the 7-day concussion list. But Bryce Terang has been optioned to Nashville, even though he came up with a clutch hit to tie up last night's game against the Orioles. Craig Counsell a short time ago.
I think we're a better team when Bryce is playing well and playing for us. But at the same time, you know, it's a difficult game. And the league, you know, has taught Bryce some lessons here, you know, about offense.
Corbin Burns getting the start tonight. He's got a record of 4-4 against Baltimore's Dean Kremer, a right-hander with a record of 6-2. NFL Packers continuing their OTAs. Outside linebacker Preston Smith asked if he needs to make some adjustments in dealing with so much youth in the Packers locker room.
Nah, I don't think I have to change my approach. Okay. I feel like, you know, with these guys and kind of like dealing with them, it's kind of like, I feel like I've already embraced their roles as being here, like, you know, to help guide the young guys and help them as best way they can. Like, especially if you see anything that can critique, you know, I can help with their game, anything I critique to help them be better. That's all I aim for, you know, to see a lot of guys do great and be successful in this league.
That's Packers outside linebacker Preston Smith. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Warning, you are about to listen to the greatest radio show ever. And due to contractual obligations and to shield our airwaves and corporate licensees from any semblance of liability, responsibility, and gullibility, we must tell you the views represented on this show are not necessarily those of this station or its management. This radio show contains differing points of view on current political topics, and due to the nature of its contents, it should be heard by everyone. Thank you for listening. 3, 2, 1. Now live from the Devil Radio Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, where the political party is just beginning. Welcome to the Devil's Advocate Show. Friends proving it's never personal, only politics.
Please allow me to introduce myself.
Here is your host, Mike Crute.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, the TGIF. I guess I'm still calling it the Freedom Friday edition. Happier happy hour. You'll be displeased to know Dom's on sabbatical for a day. He'll be back on Monday. No big deal. I want to thank my most recent guest, my co-devil there for a while. A man of differing ideology, regular Joe Gianganti. I mean, he's a regular guy. He's a radio dog. He has a son on the spectrum or a child on the spectrum, much like I do. You know, so what do you know? You talk to people, you find out there are some things you may have in common, but politics probably ain't it. And we do talk politics on the show, and I know there are a few of you that messaged in. One of the prominent messages I saw was sort of the Earl style. Come on, man. Jeff wanted me to give him a come on, man. Of course, there are many opportunities when I argue with my conservative friends and acquaintances and people I'd like to get to know better. There's always a chance to shut them down and say, you're wrong, or I know better, or here's a fact you're unaware of. But then you don't get to hear what they have to say. And I think there is value in conversation with those that don't agree with us in their entirety. I mean, Dom and I have spent our whole lives arguing. 30 years plus. Hell, the guy used to be a lot more conservative. Those of you that have known us since back in the day know that Dominic voted for Scott Walker. I love throwing him under the bus on that. Dominic voted for the Republican former gubernator of the state of Wisconsin in the recall. And the ironic part is he had voted for Tom Barrett, the then mayor turned forever gubernatorial candidate, never, always a bridesmaid, never a bride. Tom never won the governorship, and he lost the recall. But people forget sometimes, Tom used to be way more conservative, way more conservative. Some of you think, man, Crudy, why don't you be more liberal like your buddy Dom? He's like half a Bernie-crat hippie these days. But he wasn't always. He wasn't always. Certainly, we are allowed to evolve in life, but it starts with conversations with people that aren't exactly like us. Many years ago, I started doing this little radio product. And I had done some media in college. I was a TV guy back when I still had hair, briefly, not forever, but like 3 years in college and then post-college. And I edited the university paper, and I thought I was going to be a media journalist of some sort. And I got away from it for a long time. And then, you know, I kind of had this itch, and I guess it was my late 30s, early 40s, something like that. It's been a while. And I knew that I didn't want to be an echo chamber for the left. I didn't want to be the Rush Limbaugh of the left, even if I were capable, even if I had the skill or whatever the hell it is, the sociopath, the narcissism necessary to be that guy. I didn't want to be that guy. I don't want to be that guy. Not today, not ever. So that's why I brought my buddy Dominic. And Dominic and I don't always see things eye to eye, even though we, you know, politically have come a lot more to the, let's say, left of center. There are so many different facets of every topic, and we always seemingly find some facet where Dom can be contrarian. Usually wrong, I'd say at least 63% of the time. So, A, we air grievances on Friday, and those of you that don't like me to bring conservatives on, you know, I know to some of you guys, it's like listening to Ron Johnson on the radio when I have a conservative talker. Why are you giving him a platform? He's already got a platform. I'm not giving him a platform. I'm trying to learn something about his ideology, how he thinks. Because there's a lot of guys like Joe in the state of Wisconsin. The guy's successful at what he does because he has appeal in the same state I live in. In the same communities I'm talking to, Joe's got syndicated shows. So I want to know what's in it, you know, for the average Trump supporter. Why? Why do they still like this guy? They've seen his track record. Well, you can hear Joe. In many ways, it's easy to dismiss all the bad stuff they say about your guy. Think about Joe Biden, all the Hunter Biden stuff. I mean, if you go on the Fox Digital right now at this moment, the Foxy News, they're talking about the corruptions now coming up, percolating. The FBI, they've got, it's all in a document, a 1023 form, and it's all coming to light. And that Comer that we all laughed at because he lost his whistleblower. Well, now he found his whistle and the whistleblower. So you better be ready. I mean, it's almost different realities, right? And we say, oh, man, it's Fox News. I don't believe any of it. Well, you know what? I would gladly set aside all of the shows that Rachel Maddow did on Russian collusion and the Mueller report and the impeachment. Even though I'm a news junkie, I watch so many of them. I'd set them all aside. If the Joes of the world would set aside all the Hannitys and the Tuckers and the echo chambers. I don't want to hear an echo chamber. I want to hear from people like you. I want to talk to my neighbors. I live in Wisconsin. You can be a neighborly state, or, you know, you can be a neighbor in California, an ideological neighbor. But I guess what I have in common with other people that seemingly are good or like being on the radio, we like people. We like people. And if you like people, you can't just talk to people who are exactly like you and agree with everything that you say. And why would you want to? How boring. How boring. If everyone I talked to was like mega dittos, Crudy, how boring would that be? 844. Although I do appreciate loyalty, much like Trump. 844-967-2789. It is the Friday Happier Happy Hour, and that means we air the grievances. Oh, it's suddenly raining. I have a grievance. I think I rolled up the windows. 844-967-2789. We'll peek out during the break. It's a light rain here on the west side of Madison. Mark from the SAC, how you doing, fella? Hope the windows are rolled up.
Yeah, the windows are rolled up. I was just outside a few minutes ago, and it was sprinkling a little bit, just a few drops. But I'd like to have a nice, good soaking rain here.
Well, hey,
were
you listening to the radio when Joe Giganti, the regular Joe, came on? And have you ever heard Joe before? Have you ever been driving through WTAQ's pattern and found him?
No, I heard him. The first time I heard him was today. And what I find fascinating is that he talks about how important principles are. And I go, a more immoral and unprincipled man cannot be found than a Donald Trump. I mean, Donald Trump is a Federalist, Hamilton's Federalist 75 warning about a man who is willing to sacrifice the good of the this state for himself. I mean, that, and he talks about being a Ronald Reagan, you know, conservative. Well, Ronald Reagan committed treason to become president of the United States.
Here's what I would say about Trump.
With the Iranians.
It's the art of the deal, right? I mean, the Constitution says the president has the right to grant unlimited pardons. And nowhere does it say, and you can't partner up and sell them with Rudy Giuliani for $2 million a pop. I mean, that's the guy. It didn't say you couldn't do it, so he did it. Or at least that's the allegation. But you know what? It's not a crime, you know, if you get away with it. Right, Mark?
No, it's a betrayal. It's a betrayal, though. Nonetheless, it's a betrayal. I mean, there's unwritten rules that you have to follow. I mean, that...
yeah, but what if it was our guy, Mark? What if our team was kicking your ass? You know what I mean? Right. You know how it works?
You hang them up. You're supposed to, you know, you just can't allow that kind of thing. Even if it was our guy, you got to pin their ears back. I mean, that this whole thing about Hunter Biden, though, I mean, that what gets me on that is the rules of evidence. I'm not a lawyer, but the rules of evidence, because that laptop was not in Hunter Biden's hands for how many years or months. I mean, that, so we don't know how that
his lawyers, Hunter Biden's lawyers, actually depositioned the repair guy. That, I mean, first and foremost, shame on Hunter Biden for leaving his computer there. He knows who his dad is. This guy's got millions of dollars passing through his account. You know, probably because of his last name, entirely because of his last name. It's not because he brings any particular skill set to the table that I've seen. But obviously, the Trump kids did all that and 10 times worse. And people look beyond it. And Mark, I think you made an excellent point about evidence. I'd set aside all the accusations of Rachel Maddow and all the accusations of Sean Hannity if they're not supported by evidence in a court of law. And I think Trump is soon to face his reckoning in a court of law. It might come next spring, first in Alvin Bragg's courtroom, Manhattan DA, obviously, 34 felonious charges against the former president. But those aren't going to be the only indictments coming. We know there will be more. And it's going to be harder and harder to say, well, you know, hoax, when evidence is presented in a court of law. That, to me, I sound like a little bit like, you know, sort of whiny bitch Ron DeSantis, Peter Brady voice there. The problem to me is their assertions aren't usually supported by evidence. You know, your feelings, I don't give a damn about your feelings, right? F your feelings. It's not about your feelings. It's about what can be supported with facts in a court of law. And if you could support your assertions in a court of law, sadly, even in a Trump appointee court of law, well, that's got a lot more validity than us telling each other what we think. But I try to give you an informed opinion, and I try to help inform your opinions by giving you other perspectives. And if you don't like it, you know, Dom will be back on Monday. But today, I need you. I need you, each and every one of you. Air your grievances. It's time to do so. It's the Happier Happy Hour, the Friday edition. 844-967-2789. The party begins with you.
The Todd Alba Show.
We'll be moving to the afternoon, Monday through Friday, 1 until 3. Trigvi Olsen has graciously agreed to follow us into the afternoon. We're going to get to talk about the Lincoln Project and politics in Wisconsin, all across the state of Wisconsin.
I know, isn't that exciting? Where the beer is cold, the cheese curds are squeaky, the Harleys roar, the Eagles soar, and the Packers score, Todd.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekday afternoons from 1 till 3 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
app.
As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Brock.
We think it has to do with changing levels of hormones. So it's not so much about just losing the hormones, but our ovaries are kind of sputtering as we're getting older. And sometimes they're just like, you know, here's a lot of estrogen. Now you get no estrogen.
Now I'm just going to have this vision of my ovaries yelling at each other.
Ethel!
It's your turn.
Calm down.
What are you doing over there?
As Goes Wisconsin with host Kristen Brock. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. The Todd Alba Show.
We'll be moving to the afternoon, Monday through Friday, 1 until 3. Trigby Olson has graciously agreed to follow us into the afternoon. We're going to get to talk about the Lincoln Project and politics in Wisconsin, all across the state of Wisconsin.
I know, isn't that exciting? Where the beer is cold, the cheese curds are squeaky, the Harleys roar, the Eagles soar, and the Packers score, Todd.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekday afternoons from 1 till 3 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Partly cloudy tonight, a low around 50 to the low 50s. For tomorrow, lots of sunshine, highs upper 70s. Low 80s on Friday with increasing clouds and a chance of showers and thunderstorms late. Rain chances continue into Saturday, a partly sunny sky, and a high once again near 80. Right now it's 78 degrees.
The Devil's Advocates, making radio great again.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates radio show, playing out across the world on the Civic Media app. My understanding is you should update it soon, because there's going to be new features. It's going to be super cool. We're rolling out the new Civic Media program lineup on Monday, June 5th. And I'm going to pull a little double duty. I'm going to hold the place, keep the seat warm for yesterday's big guest, Stu Daniels. The Stu Daniels Show, that's going to launch on Wednesday because our pal Stu's off deadheading this weekend, chasing the Dead and Company. Where did he say he's going? Massachusetts, Boston or something. And then Indy. He's got tickets in multiple different venues. You know, deadhead style. So anyways, I can be heard in the Western Wisconsin markets, and they will include very, very soon, like Monday, June 5th, the TAP 93.5 FM Eau Claire Valley. That's going to be an enormous, the jewel of the North. That is the best talk signal we have in the entire state of Wisconsin, 93.5. That is a beautiful FM stick. Also, 105.7, that's going to be a really fun musical station. If you know friends in the Eau Claire Valley, I hope they'll give it a listen. But, you know, I'm in it for the talk. So 93.5, the TAP, that one's ours. Also, the Eagle, we keep talking about with Dana and all others of our friends from God's country. The Eagle, 1490 AM, that one will come online on Monday as well, Monday, June 5th. And I can't say I'm the most proud, but I'm very, very proud of the new affiliate, WRJN, Racine Kenosha, and this one, the 1400 signal, will play up into the Milwaukee Metro. And E-Bone, I'm going to let you in on a secret, because during the course of this very show, while we've been talking to the people, really during the commercial breaks, I do a little bit of work, check my emails. E signed a couple documents.
Uh-oh, all right.
And now we are the home, and I can legally make this announcement. We'll drop the press release on Monday. But WRJN, tell your friends, Racine, Kenosha, Milwaukee, 1400 AM, 99.9 FM, and down in Kenosha, 98.1 FM. We'll keep saying it. You'll learn them. Because you'll want to tune in for the Packers. And, of course, you're going to want to tune in for the Milwaukee Bucks. Well, don't cheer yet, because there's also the Milwaukee Brewers. And did I mention my beloved Wisconsin Badgers? That will also be your Southern Milwaukee Metro home for the Badgers. Man, we are jamming that thing full of all the sports you could possibly want right here in the great state of Wisconsin. And the News Talker, it's coming on Monday. Racine, Kenosha, WRJN, Lacrosse, the Eagle, 1490 AM. And up in Eau Claire, Chippewa Falls, our new affiliate, 93.5, The Tap. Tell Jeannie, it starts on Monday. Tell all your friends, please, and join us. It's Friday. We air grievances around here. We're going to get back to the phones in just a moment at 844-967-2789. Daryl in St. Paul. Welcome, Daryl. What do you got for us?
Well, hi, Mike. I don't really have a grievance. Well, I have lots of them. But anyway, I just have a question about your new affiliate. Are we still going to be able to stream you online?
You will be able to stream the Devil's Advocates online, especially if you get the Civic Media app. But we're not going to play live in Minneapolis starting on Monday. On Monday, when you tune in on KTNF 950 AM, you're going to hear our friend Robert Pilot and the crew with the Native Roots Radio. They're moving forward. He's going to have to shift here in our lineup, and we're going to have to shift in the Minneapolis lineup. So we're going to play non-live. But you can stream us live on the Civic Media app, Daryl. That's what all the Patriots do on the Freedom Fridays.
All right, cool, man.
All right, buddy.
Okay.
Any other?
Yeah, thanks.
Oh, keep listening, Daryl. Stream or wherever you got to find us, but the stream's easiest. And it's going to be a shiny, updated app. I know that Sage and his team have been working very hard on making that app very sticky and user-friendly. So give the Civic Media app a try. And if you've got it, go to wherever you get your apps, your iOS store, or wherever googly people get them, and update it, because it's going to be a better app. 844-967-2789. Couldn't have a better audience, could we? Paul from Madison, welcome. What do you got for us, Paul?
Hey, how's it going?
Excellent, Paul.
Good, I'm glad. I kind of wanted to hear your thoughts on, you were talking about the courts earlier. And I think that, like, every political science nerd is a big fan of the courts. That's always their, like, favorite branch of government, right? But I'm curious what you think about, like, the longstanding power of the Supreme Court over the next, like, 30 years, just with their increased lack of respect for the stare decisis. Precedent. It seems like it could lead to a breakdown of their actual real life power. You know, they were designed to be the weakest branch on purpose. And I'm just curious what you think the end game is here, for especially for Republicans who seem intent on tearing down previous legal precedents to advance current political agendas. It seems like this could backfire.
I've yet to see it backfire, Paul. If you recall, here in the state of Wisconsin, for a number of years, we've had a very partisan makeup on the Wisconsin Supreme Court. And you always knew what the outcome was. You didn't know what the numerical number was, but you always knew what the outcome of the ruling was, depending on who the plaintiffs were. If it was a Republican agenda item, well, the Wisconsin Supreme Court would always find a justification. You know, means fits the end. They already knew what the conclusion was, and they'd back into it. Well, I feel like, although I've been greatly encouraged by the election of Janet Protasiewicz here in Wisconsin, I feel like that rebalances the court. I think a guy like Hagedorn has shown some judicial independence. I'm very optimistic about what the court in Wisconsin may do going forward. But I'm very pessimistic, and I share perhaps your pessimism, Paul, for the U.S. Supreme Court, because I feel like Alito and to a lesser degree Kavanaugh, Amy Coney Barrett, I think they all feel a little unchained. And Clarence Thomas, of course, has got huge ethical lapses, and Roberts it seems incapable of steering this court to the right side of history. Paul, keep listening. The rest of you, keep listening. Or call 844-96-PARTY.
CBS News Brief. The air quality in the Northeast and New England is very poor, the result of waves of smoke from massive wildfires in Canada. This woman was visiting New York City.
We bought extra masks because me being asthmatic myself, I was a little bit concerned prior to coming here today.
Former Vice President Mike Pence today took a number of jabs at Donald Trump as he announced he's running for president.
I had no right to overturn the election.
And Kamala Harris will have no right to overturn the election when we beat them in 2024.
Pence spoke in Des Moines, Iowa. Pope Francis has emerged from 3 hours in the operating room today, says CBS's Sabina Castelfranco in Rome.
The Vatican said there were no complications during the surgery underwent by Pope Francis to repair a hernia believed to have been caused by his colon operation in July 2021.
CBS News Brief. I'm Christopher Cruz.
The Todd Alba Show.
We'll be moving to the afternoon, Monday through Friday, 1 until 3. Trigvi Olsen has graciously agreed to follow us into the afternoon. We're going to get to talk about
Here's
the Lincoln Project.
Here's what you need to know in Western Wisconsin. I'm Jimmy Cuska. The Crawford County Sheriff's Office has arrested a man in Prairie du Chien on suspicion of possession of drugs and child pornography. 33-year-old Joshua Moak is being recommended for 54 total charges after law enforcement found drugs and electronic devices in his hotel room. The Sheriff's Office said Moak was on probation at the time of his arrest. The Pepin County Sheriff's Office said they took almost 90 dogs from a breeder in western Wisconsin due to unsanitary conditions. The ASPCA said some of the dogs, including puppies and pregnant dogs, needed medical care. All of the dogs were relocated to a recovery center. And the Wisconsin Senate voted to approve a bill that would designate State Highway 80 as the Operations Desert Storm and Desert Shield Memorial Highway. Highway 80 runs from Wood County near Marshfield and goes south to the Wisconsin-Illinois state line, passing through several counties and cities like Nisida, Richland Center, and Platteville. For Civic Media News, I'm Jimmy Cuska.
The Todd Alba Show.
We'll be moving to the afternoon, Monday through Friday, 1 until 3. Trigvi Olsen has graciously agreed to follow us into the afternoon. We're going to get to talk about the Lincoln Project and politics in Wisconsin, all across the state of Wisconsin.
I know, isn't that exciting? Where the beer is cold, the cheese curds are squeaky, the Harleys roar, the Eagles soar, and the Packers score, Todd.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekday afternoons from 1 till 3 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. As Goes Wisconsin. With Kristen Brock.
We think it has to do with changing levels of hormones. So it's not so much about just losing the hormones, but our ovaries are kind of sputtering as we're getting older. And sometimes they're just like, you know, here's a lot of estrogen. Now you get no estrogen.
Now I'm just going to have this vision of my ovaries yelling at each other.
Ethel!
It's your
Ethel,
turn.
Calm down.
What are you doing over there?
As Goes Wisconsin with host Kristen Brock. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. The Todd Alba Show.
We'll be moving to the afternoon, Monday through Friday, 1 until 3. Trigvi Olsen has graciously agreed to follow us into the afternoon. We're going to get to talk about the Lincoln Project and politics in Wisconsin, all across the state of Wisconsin.
I know, isn't that exciting? Where the beer is cold, the cheese curds are squeaky, the Harleys roar, the Eagles soar, and the Packers score, Todd.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekday afternoons from 1 till 3 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. The Todd Alba Show.
We'll be moving to the afternoon, Monday through Friday, 1 until 3. Trigvi Olsen has graciously agreed to follow us into the afternoon. We're going to get to talk about the Lincoln Project and politics in Wisconsin, all across the state of Wisconsin.
I know, isn't that exciting? Where the beer is cold, the cheese curds are squeaky, the Harleys roar, the Eagles soar, and the Packers score, Todd.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekday afternoons.
Of the time, they're right every time. The Devil's Advocates. Down around the
corner. Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, rolling through the Friday Happier Happy Hour, taking your phone calls, your Friday grievances, if you will. 844-967-2789. Be patient for just a minute, though, callers. I want to be a little more thoughtful to Paul's question. I got a little hung up on the politics of the courts. And I also am a little bit of a court geek. I'm not a lawyer, never went to law school, any of that kind of stuff. But the courts are very interesting because they do have often impact. You know, you think you've got an agenda and then the courts overturn it or whatever the case may be. But you asked me, Paul, about stare decisis, precedent effectively. And I didn't really get around to this part. But there is absolutely political consequence happening in my backyard, right here in your backyard, Paul, in the state of Wisconsin. There is political consequence for the overturning of Roe v. Wade, of course. the Dobbs decision, the overturning of 52 years, I think, of settled law, taking back a right from women, well, it's had disastrous effects politically for the Republican Party here in the state of Wisconsin. I mean, I know that Ron Johnson, Willie Horton, his way to re-election, it's a little easier when you're an incumbent. But I believe it was me quoting me from Political Magazine, David Sider's piece. He was a journalist that wrote about us a little bit earlier this week. I believe my quote that he said was a little overstated was that Republicans cannot win statewide election again in the state of Wisconsin while abortion is illegal. And currently, abortion is illegal under Wisconsin law. We have reverted with the rollback of Roe v. Wade to an 1849 law. No exceptions for rape or incest. I think life of the mother, maybe. But there is no way Republicans are going to win statewide election. You know, maybe gerrymandered districts, but not statewide election. Not while abortion's illegal. So, you know, we're going to see Democrats continue to pile on. And if the Wisconsin Supreme Court should happen upon a piece of, you know, litigation that would allow them to overturn the most partisan gerrymandered maps in the nation, if we actually got back to representative government in the legislature, well, that'd be a game changer. That's mission accomplished. I could just go to Brewer games all the time then. I'd still do something on the radio. I'd have fun with you folks every day because I like taking your phone calls at 844-967-2789. By the way, show note, Kristen Bry from Asgos, Wisconsin. She's going to be playing out on Monday right here in Madison. Live product. You're going to hear live in the Madison market for the very first time. And then she's going to join Dom and I at 4:30 on Monday afternoon. Kristen Bry, you'll like her. Asgos, Wisconsin. Nick from St. Paul. Appreciate you listening. What do you got for me?
Warning. You're about to listen to Nick from St. Paul. So, am I still on?
Yeah. We didn't hang up. Come on, man. I'm not going to hang up just for... You're just warning that you might be worthy of getting hung up on, Nick? What are you warning me about?
Well, Crudy, I used to like you.
What'd I do?
Man. No, I love you, man. I think it was great how you had that conservative guy on. It was just brilliant. Do you still have a tongue? You must have been biting your tongue the whole time.
It is difficult not to argue with people when you disagree with them. And you know you could pick every nit. You know, you could split every infinitive. You could pick 10 times to jump in and start an argument with the guy. And it is hard for me, Nick, because, you know, I like to argue.
Yeah, well, the first precept of the of Zen is creations are numberless. I vow to free them. And that comes with compassion. And you can't have compassion for someone without understanding. And you can't understand someone unless they talk, unless you listen.
See, you're much more humanistic about this, Nick. See, I'm not doing it to get to know them better because I'm a good human being. I'm just being strategic, Nick. I want to understand what makes them tick so we can win the next elective cycle.
Well, still, the first word of the Order of Saint Benedict, the first word is listen. So I'll leave you with that.
Nick, please listen to St. Benedict and keep listening to the greatest radio show ever. And if you can't hear us live on KTNF on Monday, and you will not be able to hear us live on KTNF on Monday, pardon me, please consider getting the Civic Media app. We're doing a brand new lineup. I know KTNF, they're also moving their lineup around, so trying to warn lots of people. There are some changes in the lineup coming, but I'm excited. Because I get to pull double duty. You're going to get double dose of Crudy on Monday, those of you that get up in the morning and turn on the Civic Media networks all across western Wisconsin. I'm going to be keeping the chair warm for Stu Daniels. He'll launch on Wednesday. I'm going to do a couple of shows, Monday and Tuesday. And then, you know, me and Dom and Kristen and Brian Monday, and I'm sure we'll figure out some fun guests for Tuesday. But we'll do our normal Devil's Advocate show. But if you're in St. Paul, you're going to have to listen on the stream. And don't get mad at Chad. I do the same thing here. That's part of the radio industry. We move lineups because it's necessary. But thanks for listening, Nick. Dick from Madison, I know you often listen in the garage. Welcome. What do you got for us?
Well, first of all, a wholehearted congratulations on everything that's going on.
You know what I'm most excited about? Can you tell, Dick? It's the sports on WRJN.
Oh, I know. I love it, too. And Badger stuff. It'll be great. My gripe is this tonight. After seeing this last couple of weeks play out with the debt ceiling, you know, they constantly, I can't stand hearing this stuff, and you know it's not true. The media is liberal. Baloney. How about if every single time McCarthy or all these people came out to speak to the issues of the day on that subject, when they started talking about budget, they just turn the mic off so it's blank and go, sorry, sir. We're talking about something totally different. Can you answer the question? And if you remember, was it our United States senator or U.S. senator that walked away when he didn't want to answer a question and said, I'm on the phone? Was that Johnson?
Yeah, Johnson hid from Manu Raju, who could actually see the face of his phone, did not actually have a caller on it. It was like his home screen. He said, you're not talking to anyone, Senator.
And I know I'm dreaming, Kurt, when I say this, but why couldn't somebody have the nads to just go, I'm sorry, with all due respect, Senator or Congressman, you're not speaking to the issue. You're not talking about the same thing, and just deaden the mic and let them sit there, flap their lips with no audio.
Because, Dick, no one's, you know, that's so much easier said than done. Dick, appreciate you listening, you know, be like St. Benedict said, you know, listen to the devil's advocates, lots. I've interviewed Ron Johnson, often in tandem with my little buddy Dominic, and we've done like 26 long-form interviews with he's current senator, former friend of the devil, current U.S. Senator Ron Johnson. And it's very, very difficult. I mean, on some level, we are still Wisconsinites. We still let people finish their sentence, get out a few words, because if all you do is step all over someone, interrupt them, you might win the battle, but you've lost the war. You're not going to persuade them. They're not going to come back on your radio show, and if that's our goal, and sometimes it is, although we've stopped making it our goal in the case of Ron Johnson, you still got to let the other guy... Let me try that again, Peter Brady. You still got to let the other guy talk. You know what I mean? You still just can't, la, 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 I don't hear you. If that's your means of trying to win an argument, well, are we any better than them? I hardly think so. Them being whoever you cast them as. 844-967-2789. Bill from Madison. Welcome, Bill. What do you got for us?
Hey, since we have the calm and reasonable one on today, what are your thoughts on the WEDC?
Weedick?
Yeah.
It's
Wisconsin Economic Development.
Yeah, I prefer it now under sort of nonpartisan direction than the partisan vehicle it clearly was when Scott Walker created it. Of course, there was never really a reason to get rid of, what was it, the Commerce Department? I mean, I remember meet one of the Leinenkugel kids when they were commerce secretary at a chamber of commerce meeting. You know, the Weedick is they administered the bounce back grants, I think, in so many different communities across the state. So I really am happy with how money flowed through local agencies. I believe Weedick was a part of that with the bounce back Main Street grants here in the state of Wisconsin. Because, Bill, I think that was brilliant. The bounce back grants, man, I have been the guy that's been on point renting real estate properties as Civic Media has grown. And I counted last night, I think I signed 9 leases across the state of Wisconsin in 9 different markets. And I got to learn something about every single real estate market. And the real estate markets, the Main Street small boutique retail marketplace in the state of Wisconsin is vibrant. There are all kinds of little businesses that came out of their garage or dad's basement, and suddenly they're on Main Street. They're in a little storefront. And there are communities like Amory, where you can hear us on WLAK 1260 AM right now, that's outside of Minneapolis, Bill. 31 grants in a town of 2,200, 31 new little businesses started in Main Street in the last year, thanks to Wiedek, thanks to some COVID money, and thanks to the innovative thoughts of Governor Tony Evers. So I'm calling that a very positive outcome. Certainly a hell of a lot better than Foxconn.
I would totally agree with that. I love the small business, you know, the entrepreneurs, the startup that need the help. My issue is I've been finding a lot of those small businesses are starting by people that are very well off. You know, so they're getting grant money and they could totally afford to do it themselves.
Bill, I will.
Yet they're dipping into the WeedX stuff.
You know, Bill, if it encourages the effort, I think the money should be accepted. My little company, Devil Radio, accepted one of the $10,000 storefront grants to move into a bigger piece of real estate over here on University Avenue. I'm broadcasting from here right now. We took a grant. We had a build-out. Man, maybe we broke even on the space, Bill. And I would like to think I was a worthy recipient, broke-ass crudy radio, when that's what we were. But I can tell you, since we have become Civic Media, my partner, Sage Wild, you know, partner is perhaps a grandiose overstatement of my role.
It's a word.
Okay, the owner and CEO of this corporation is not down to his last $10,000. You know what I mean? He wouldn't be able to invest in the growth we've had if he was down to his last $10,000. But if there is a Main Street grant available to Civic Media that has signed 9 Main Street leases around the state of Wisconsin. Now, I can't tell you specifically how many we have gotten, but we have received grants through Civic Media. It's not because we're down to our last 10 grand, Bill, but it was an encouragement. We've signed lots of leases. We've stimulated lots of economies this year. There's lots of happy landlords that we are, you know, keeping their tenancies, making the rent, paying the bills. You know, it's good for the local economy. We're spreading money around, and now we're giving local vendors, a lot of these little small businesses, we're giving them a fair and accessible way to reach new customers. That's ultimately your job, folks. You know, calling in Aaron Grievances here on Fridays, 844-967-2789. And please, please, support the sponsors. If you hear them, you know, support them. Buy their pizza. Or whatever. Come back, more Devils.
The Todd Alba Show.
We'll be moving to the afternoon, Monday through Friday, 1 until 3. Trigvi Olsen has graciously agreed to follow us into the afternoon. We're going to get to talk about the Lincoln Project and politics in Wisconsin, all across the state of Wisconsin.
I know, isn't that exciting? Where the beer is cold, the cheese curds are squeaky, the Harleys roar, the Eagles soar, and the Packers score, Todd.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekday afternoons from 1 till 3 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Ready for our little forest adventure?
Yes!
So much waiting for me. Yeah, I wanna go outside. I wanna be
We're here.
Whoa, that was fast.
There's a forest closer than you think. Find a park or forest near you and music inspired by nature at discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by USDA Forest Service and the Ad Council.
This is 93.5 The Tap. 93.5 The Tap.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Partly cloudy tonight, to low around 50 to the low 50s. For tomorrow, lots of sunshine, highs upper 70s. Low 80s on Friday with increasing clouds and a chance of showers and thunderstorms late. Rain chances continue into Saturday, a partly sunny sky, and a high once again near 80. Right now it's 78 degrees.
The Devil's Advocates, never personal, only politics.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates radio show, rolling through the Friday Happier Happy Hour. Don't forget, stick around. Pizza Box Mike playing out on WMDX, broadcasting from the Solidarity Realty Studios, coming up at 7 o'clock Central. Joe Biden, President of the United States, coming up in about 10 minutes. We're going to play the Native Roots Radio. But when the President of the United States speaks to the nation on this debt limit raising, and apparently he's going to sign the bill tomorrow, but he's going to address the nation, and we're going to play it live here on WMDX and across the Civic Media Network, at least wherever the Devil's Advocates are playing, that will come up immediately following this show at 6 o'clock. And I'm going to get to the phones momentarily, 844-967-2789. I got one more grievance. This one, on behalf of the former president, Joe Giangianti's buddy, Donald Trump. His reaction to finding out former Vice President Mike Pence has avoided charges, you know, on the classified documents he had at his Indiana house. I was at least as innocent as he is. What a strange claim to fame. Donald Trump congratulated his former Vice President Mike Pence for avoiding charges in his classified document case Friday, then whined that the ongoing investigation into his case is a witch hunt. Just announced that they're not going to bring charges against Mike Pence on the document hoax, he wrote on his Truthy social platform. That's great, but when am I going to be fully exonerated? I'm at least as innocent as he is. And what about Joe Biden? Who is he who is hiding at least 1,850 boxes, some located in Chinatown, D.C.? When will the witch hunt against Trump, all caps, stop? Well, I suspect when you're behind bars on multiple state and federal charges. And if I had to pick a state, I would pick the state of Georgia. And if I had to pick a federal jurisdiction, I would say whichever one Jack Smith wants to drop the indictments in. Counting on you, special counselor. Apparently, they're getting a little nervous in Trump town. The MAGA, they think the former president might actually be in some serious trouble over what? The classified documents? The one he was on tape bragging about? Well, that document has been requested. And they can't even find the document. So Trump, to this moment, may not have turned over the very document that he is heard describing apparently in a tape exclusively reported by CNN yesterday. We told you about it on this big show. 844-967-2789. Wisco Paul. Conversation always goes better with a spotted cow on a Friday, doesn't it, Paul?
That's 100% correct, and I'm not that far from having one. I'm on a car phone. I hope I don't lose you, but... I can remember I started listening to you and Dom all, I don't know, it was Walker's first term, and I didn't call in, and then the roads got so bad, I called him No Roads Walker, that I started calling in, and if I can do it, anybody can. So you've come so far, Crudy, since them days. I mean, it's just amazing what Civic Radio has turned into, a local homegrown radio. You got local radio back. It's just totally awesome. And I'll never forget the parties, man, especially the one at Jade Monkey. I got a little bit, I could say tipsy there, whatever you want. But I met Dick from his garage. I met Joe, who is a great, great female caller. Andy and Mark from the SAC and all them wonderful people. Just tremendous parties. I hope someday you guys can manage to have some
more. Oh, we're going to have some parties, Paul. You know, the problem is my calendar is kind of getting filled up with special events. I'm going to be at the DPW, going to be partying next Saturday night with all the fine Democrats in Green Bay. And then I got some other stuff going on, too. I forget. Full calendar, Paul. But glad you're listening, man. Glad the spotted cows are cold and going down easy, aren't they?
Yes, they are. And like you say, again, it's just awesome what you built here. And I've got to meet your listeners, and they're also very awesome. And just the whole thing, man, Trudy, it's just a wonderful, wonderful thing. I don't want to give you too big of a head on a Friday. And I'm going to go drink some spotted cows and have some fish now. So take care, my friend.
Well, thank you, Paul. You're no slouch yourself, man. Everybody likes Wisco Paul when they see him out and partying. Wisco, I promise, we'll find a Summer of Love 3.0 event. We'll put it on the calendar. We'll invite all our friends. The problem now, Paul, we got too many friends in too many markets. We're going to have to do like a Summer of Love tour. You know, we're going to be up to 12 talk markets, man. You know, I do a party in one city. Now I got to do a party in like 12 cities. We're going to need like 3 weeks just to work our way around the state. 844-967-2789. Still time for your grievance this fine Friday afternoon. Rico from Rock County, man, you cracked me up the other day with your DeSantis.
Yeah, we got to all have a little fun, don't we, Crew?
We do.
Speaking of which, I enjoyed your guest earlier, Joe, come on there. And, Crew, are you into conversion therapy?
Me?
You're trying to convert him, aren't you?
Well.
Yeah, are you trying to convert him?
Well, that's different sort of really conversion cool. therapy, but Rico, I have always asserted, give me a 12-pack of beer, about 6 hours in a campfire, and I'll make you into a socialist Bernie-crat.
I hear you, brother. I hear you. Hey, I had to crack up the other day. Bill called in about you and Dom sticking out of the top of the Wienermobile behind the RNC convention over there, and I just thought, you know, we should really shout out to the dairy state. I could just see you guys pulling back these big levers and shooting milk right out the front of that wiener, man. That would be the greatest thing in the world.
What? No, come on, Rico. Rico.
Well, it's a dairy. It's the dairy state.
Oh, is that what we're doing now? We're blaming it on the June is dairy month? Come on.
Well,
if we're going to do dairy month, here's an alternative. Cow chip throwing, right? They got the big contest in Sauk City, Sauk County, the big cow chip throwing contest. What if in honor of the RNC, we stood outside the green zone and we saw how far the green zone being the secured area they're going to put around the city of Milwaukee. I mean, I've been to the one in Cleveland. I also went to the one in Philadelphia, but the one in Cleveland in particular, they basically locked down the downtown area. That's what's coming to Milwaukee next summer. When the presidential debate comes August 23rd, maybe a two-day event, maybe. I hope it's a two-day event, but no one's going to listen to the second day because they'll make that the kids' table event. That'll be for the Tim Scotts, the Chris Christies, the Nikki Haley's. But Trump and DeSantis, they'll get the day one treatment. That'll be August 23rd in Milwaukee. I don't think we'll be in the Wienermobile, but we'll try to think of something appropriately juvenile to do for the event. I hope you all have a wonderful weekend. Looking forward to the new lineup, the new news starting Monday. Don't forget Pizza Box Mike and President Joe Biden coming next. We'll play it live.
The Todd Alba Show.
We'll be moving to the afternoon, Monday through Friday, 1 until 3. Trigvi Olsen has graciously agreed to follow us into the afternoon. We're going to get to talk about the Lincoln Project and politics in Wisconsin, all across the state of Wisconsin.
I know, isn't that exciting? Where the beer is cold, the cheese curds are squeaky, the Harleys roar, the Eagles soar, and the Packers score, Todd.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekday afternoons from 1 till 3 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Ready for our little forest adventure?
Yeah!